But after a very short time, she was too big for the room. She had to put one arm out of the window and one foot in the fireplace. "I can't do any more," she thought. "What will happen to me?" She waited for some time, but she didn't get bigger. "Well, that's good," she thought. But then she tried to move and couldn't. She didn't feel well, and she was very unhappy. "I'm never going to get out of here," she thought. "It was much nicer at home. First I get larger, then I get smaller, then larger. Oh, why did I go down the rabbit hole? But it is interesting here. Perhaps somebody will write a book about this place. And about me. Perhaps I will when I'm bigger." Then she remembered. "But I'm bigger now." She heard somebody outside.
"Marianne! Marianne, where are you? Bring me my hat."
The words came from the garden, outside the window. It was the White Rabbit. He came inside and ran up the stairs to the room. He tried to open the door, but he couldn't because Alice's back was next to it.
"I'll climb in through the window," the rabbit said.
"Oh, no, you won't," thought Alice. She waited and listened. One of her arms was outside the window. When she could hear the rabbit outside the window, she moved her arm up and down. There was a little cry.
"Pat! Pat, where are you? Come here!" shouted the rabbit.
"Coming, sir," somebody or something answered.
"What's that in the window?" asked the rabbit.
"It's an arm, sir," Pat answered.
"Don't be stupid. How can it be an arm? It's too big."
"It is very big, but it is an arm, sir."
"Well, what's it doing up there? Take it away," said the rabbit angrily.